Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 38, Love Your Neighbor, Mark 12:31. Hear this. The second is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. No other commandment greater than these. Jesus said that. Not a suggestion, not an aspiration, a declaration. And when Jesus says, nothing stands higher than this, he means it as a foundation, not a ceiling. Every other act of obedience, every discipline, every practice of faith, it all finds its shape inside this love. If it doesn't fit here, it's worth asking whether it fits at all. And notice what he said. The second asterisk. Not the only one, the second. The first is to love God with everything you are. The second is to love your neighbor as yourself. Two loves, one answer. Because you cannot open your arms to heaven and close your eyes to the person standing next to you. They belong together, or neither one is real. So who is this neighbor? We love to make it abstract. Humanity, the world. Because loving the world in general is far more comfortable than loving one specific, difficult, inconvenient person. But Jesus isn't talking about a concept. He's talking about whoever God has placed within reach. The neighbor whose dog barks, the co-worker who hasn't smiled in a week, the family member waiting on a call you keep meaning to make. Love starts at your actual address. And the measure he gives is almost startling in how practical it is. As yourself, you don't have to invent a new standard. You already live by this one. You care for yourself by instinct. You rest when you're tired. You eat when you're hungry. You reach out when you're hurting. That instinct is already in you. Jesus simply says, turn it outward. What you would do for yourself, do for someone else. But something gets in the way. Hurry. Modern life has trained us to move through people without ever really seeing them. We pass the colleague in the hall, the neighbor at the mailbox, the delivery driver at the door, and we don't see anyone. We see interruptions. We see background. We see obstacles. But loving a neighbor begins before any action. It begins with noticing. It begins with slowing down enough to see what hurry always hides, that the person right next to you is carrying something. Maybe something heavy. Maybe something they'll never tell you. But God already knows. And God put you close to them for a reason. No greater commandment. No ranking that lets this one wait. Not when you're less busy. Not when you feel more spiritually prepared. Not someday. Today. Right where you already are. So here's your one thing. Pick one neighbor. Next door. Next desk. Someone God has already placed in your path this week. And before the day picks up speed, do for that person one concrete, real thing you would want done for you. It doesn't have to be grand. It has to be genuine. A word that sees them, a gesture that lightens the load, a look that says, I notice you. You matter. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.